Well, hello, friends. On today's show, we talk about how Barbie has dementia and then climbs out on a ledge to recover an engagement ring. I don't think that's right. But something like that is coming up. Jessica, please give us the intro.
We all need that one friend, don't we? The one that, no matter how crazy things get around us, always has some good news to share. Hey, what if you had two friends like that? That's twice the good times. On the rocks, not for long, because everything sounds better when you're two beers in. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Weaver and Monica Ballard.
Now that I can actually see the buttons
because
and the dials.
We're in a bar with light.
With light in the daytime.
Wow.
That I can now adjust the volumes for the headphones as compared to the microphones.
Oh.
And so that we don't have
a little behind the curtain there.
A little blown out.
So an 8-year-old doing a
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah. Yeah, she did really, a very viable one. And I have no idea.
Was it from any particular film?
No, it was diabetes.
It was
diabetes.
Diabetes.
Oh, yeah. It was all about
because it's the
diabetes.
Right thing to do.
She probably didn't even know who Wilford Brimley was. She probably heard her mom do an impression, and then she did a
Fair.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun to listen to her, Wilford Brimley around the house. Like, what is happening?
Okay. Speaking of Wilford Brimleying around the house,
you're listening to Two Beers In.
Got a feeling I know what the
That's
title
right.
of this one will
it's
be.
It's the podcast where
I'm a little closer to the other guy.
We're going
to
make you feel good.
Very feel
we
good.
Because we got stories that will make you feel good.
Four stories to tell you.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Wilford Brimley.
That's right.
I'm enjoying a Schwartz beer. Here at Live Oak Brewing Company.
May the Schwartz be with you.
Yep. On 1615 Crozier Lane in Del Valle, Texas.
Del Valle.
Which is just on the bad side of Austin.
I don't know. I spent a lot of time over here on the bad side of Austin.
Yes.
Being an extra.
An extra.
An extra for... For Friday Night Lights.
That's
would
right.
explain your Hell's Angel jacket.
Oh,
there.
They
yeah.
did.
Yeah,
they did a lot of filming
yeah,
in Del
right,
Valle.
Right over.
They?
Right. I mean, near spitting distance from here. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Found
in that direction.
So I'm actually surprise. I'm not actually Wilford Brimley.
What?
Hi, I'm Brett Weaver. And there's my friend over there.
Hey, I'm Monica. I'm enjoying a big bark.
Big bark.
It's big bark.
Sure.
It's an amber lager.
Okay.
Little darker than I'm used to.
Sure.
It'll bite back.
That's right.
It'll bite back.
That's right. And there's my friend Doug over there.
And I've got a cult. Not a cult, a cult.
A cult.
Which is an IPA.
Is it John Cult?
Yeah.
It's an O-cult.
It's a bit dry. It's not as citrusy as I usually like, and I like it anyway. It's kind of
They have flavored Hefeweizens.
What?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm having next.
That's me too.
Try the
yeah.
okra.
Yeah. Here at Live Oak Brewing Company, not only do they have beers that they've made on premises, but they also have like a shit ton of frisbees, so where you can go out and play
disc
frisbee
golf.
Disc golf. Excuse me.
Oh yeah, it's
disc to play yes. disc golf.
Disc golf.
That's like a regular store up there.
Yeah, lots of fellas that are playing the disc golf.
Yeah.
So there we go. So you should come down. We're right by the airport.
Yeah.
There we go.
So.
There you go.
Everybody, just hangs out.
Yep.
Driving past the airport.
That's right.
See if they can hit the low-flying things
with
the frisbees.
That's with the discs.
Discs.
Yes.
Yeah,
so. Yep. We have, like I said, we have four stories to tell you and a song at the end. And I think, Monica,
yes,
you need to take this first story.
Well, okay. And you'll immediately recognize the connection as to why Wilford Brimley even came up.
Okay.
Barbie with diabetes will break down stigma.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
The mother of a teenager with type 1 diabetes says the latest addition to the Barbie range of dolls will help children understand more about the condition. Mm-hmm. The new doll was launched last week by Lila Moss, a 22-year-old model who has diabetes.
Diabetes.
As part of a drive to increase representation by toy manufacturer Mattel. Mm. It features a glucose monitor and insulin pump, along with blue polka dot top and skirt. The color blue and circle print are used around the world to represent diabetes awareness.
All right.
Holly from Cleethorpes, who's 14... This is from the BBC, by
yes.
the way.
Cleethorpes.
Cleethorpes. Whose 14-year-old son, Will, lives with the condition, said it was breaking down the stigma around diabetes. Will, for a long time, didn't want a pod or a sensor because it was a visible thing that everyone would instantly know, Holly said. However, the latest addition to the Barbie range was a positive step in a similar way to Barbie dolls that use wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. She added, "It's inclusive, and I think it's a good thing." Will said he was now quite used to managing his diabetes and having to work out my carbs before I have stuff. Oh, the British. They have such a way with words, don't they? Talking about the doll, he said it was nice to be included, though when asked if he would play with one, he replied, "I don't think so." I don't think so. Will's younger son, Alice, age 8, said children who played with the doll could pretend and maybe understand it and discover more about diabetes. It's really important, she added. The U.S. toy giant had previously faced criticism that the traditional Barbie was not representative of most women. In recent years, the firm has created dolls with a hearing aid, a prosthetic limb, and a wheelchair. Hmm. The latest edition has also been welcomed by support groups and health professionals. Lionel Curtis from the Hull and District Diabetes Support Group, who has lived with the condition himself for more than 30 years, said, "I think the idea of this doll is absolutely brilliant for children."
Brilliant.
Mr. Curtis said support and education were essential, adding, "I think this is a great leap forward."
Nice.
And the doll looks quite like Kate Moss.
Like? I wonder if they are related.
To the doll?
Yeah. Lily. I wonder if
that's
Lily,
a science fiction movie there.
I've seen that movie.
It's a good one.
Is related.
To Kate Moss?
To Kate Moss.
Uh-huh.
That's what I was thinking.
Life is like a box of chocolates.
Earlier they had the actual doll there.
Yes.
That looks nothing like Kate Moss.
Nah, okay.
Or Lily Moss.
She's way bigger than Kate Moss.
Yes.
The doll is?
Yes.
Okay.
Kate Moss is quite tiny.
Apparently.
I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Can she fit inside a package?
She could fit in my pocket.
Ooh. Okay.
And now
I put her in there and she smokes. She smokes cigarettes and has that heroin chic and is like, "Why am I in your pocket?"
Now we're into the special kink part of
that's
the show.
Right. Now that's right. A whole new thing. Man, I was going to say something about that. That it is interesting to see more characters or Barbies that are... I mean, it was always like... Dr. Barbie.
Yeah, that was really...
Astronaut Barbie, which is all cool, but, you know, now it's like...
A little bit more accessible to...
ADHD Barbie. and
yet for four decades, kids have been making decapitated Barbie.
Right.
That's right, yeah. Weird Barbie.
Weird Barbie. We love Weird Barbie.
We do love Weird Barbie.
Yep. Our next story comes from Michigan.
But we're not holding it against them.
No. And you'll see why. An 83-year-old woman from Waverly Township is safe and home thanks to the coordinated efforts of Michigan State Police, local deputies, and a sharp-eyed helicopter pilot. I hope he's sharp. I hope most helicopter pilots are sharp-eyed.
Really hard to use the cane to get around.
Yeah. They're like, "No, I'm listening.
Clink,
I'm listening."
Clink, clink. Holding the seeing eye dog out the side is really bad.
I fly by listening. This sounds like 500 feet, right?
Especially with the rotors going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Daisy Hoffman, who lives with dementia, was last seen around 1 p.m. on Tuesday walking east along 35th Street, wearing shorts, a pink robe, and black slippers. Her condition made the situation especially urgent, as she can sometimes become disoriented or unable to communicate her name. Troopers from the Michigan State Police Pawpaw Post. Nice.
You're making it up.
Nope. Pawpaw Post.
Pawpaw Post. Quickly launched a search and rescue, or search, and issued a call for help to the community. A helicopter unit also was brought in to assist with aerial surveillance using thermal imaging technology. From the air, a trooper spotted Daisy deep in a swampy area. I didn't know there were swampy areas in Michigan.
There are.
Okay.
They definitely are.
Nearly a mile from her home.
Wait, wait, wait. Is the end of this story that they use a sausage to lure Daisy out of the swamp?
That's exactly right.
Wow. It
comes right back around.
How did you
know? A callback to an episode just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, you got to go listen.
It is funny that looking through the different stories, there was some stuff that kept rhyming that I'm like, this is new, but I remember us. So dense trees made the rescue challenging, but the helicopter pilot was able to guide ground officers straight to her location. He's like, there she is.
She'll be in the woods to the west.
The trooper relayed over radio, I'll guide you in. With help from the Van Buren County Sheriff's Office and Van Buren EMS, rescuers were able to reach Daisy and carry her to safety. Thankfully, she now is back home and doing well.
Man, a patient with dementia riding in a helicopter, I can't imagine.
They keep her calm, just going, what? No, you've done this before, remember?
I'm going to go play outside. No.
Why is it so loud?
Can we go to the store?
I think I can see my house from here.
That's a tree.
Look, there's a dog. Does anyone have a sausage?
He's stuck. All right. You want this one, Monica?
Sure. Because I'm all about...
It's a great name.
It's a great name. I haven't had enough beer yet.
Yep.
Fussy new Samba Sisse.
Good night.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to call him Fossy from now on. A school caretaker in Paris returned home after a long week, only to find himself in the middle of a daring rescue. Mm-hmm. There was a sausage and
and a dog and a forgetful old lady.
We know what kind of porn she likes.
Yeah. Wow.
He was in Paris.
It's really, yeah.
Sausage, dog, Paris. All right.
A nearby fire alarm led him to a neighbor's apartment where he saw smoke billowing from a window. Inside, a woman and several children were trapped by the flames. Mm. Without a second thought, Sisse, apparently we're using just the last name here, climbed onto a sixth-floor ledge, putting his own life at risk to help those inside. His incredible bravery resulted in saving six lives, two adults and four children, including two bebes. Videos of his heroic actions quickly went viral on social media, captivating both the public and French officials. In an interview, Sisse explained his instantaneous decision, stating,
Accent.
They had to be saved. That's it. I did not hesitate. I jumped automatically. He admitted that the true danger of being on the sixth floor ledge only fully registered after the rescue was complete, but he was happy. He listened to his heart.
Aww.
His heart that was going, boo, 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 boo,
what are you
boo,
doing? What are you doing?
What in the
you
fuck?
You should go.
You're just like, floors up. Are
I
you
should
crazy?
Never have played Assassin's Creed.
Are you insane? No, the room is over there.
You smoke enough cigarettes that this smoke will not bother you. Go.
Right. Where the
go,
hell is the hay cart?
Sisse's heroism garnered significant recognition. Paris Police Chief Laurent Norez announced that Sisse would be receiving a medal for courage and devotion. French President Emmanuel Macron personally called to commend him and invite him to be a guest of honor at the Bastille Day Parade.
Yay.
The city of Paris also celebrated him, calling him our Parisian hero. Cisse, who currently holds a residency permit, expressed hope that his BRAVE Act might positively impact his immigration status.
That's the real reason why he did it.
Stating that saving a life is something magnifique.
In the cage.
His story draws parallels to Mamadou Gassama, another immigrant who became a national hero in 2018 after a similar balcony rescue. Ultimately leading him to be granted French citizenship. Set up? Maybe. Cizé's selfless act highlights extraordinary courage and profound impact of one that one individual can have in a moment of crisis.
So I've been reading this pamphlet on how to become a French citizen, and this section on climbing balconies and fighting fires.
I saw my chance.
What's that?
I was just like,
what's that?
If you see smoke, that's your chance.
Can I just get a job or something?
Yeah. Can I just... Is there an H1? We do not have H1 here.
We have,
we only have must burning
fire
buildings.
We only we frequently set buildings on fire.
With families inside.
It is your turn. Go ahead, mon ami.
Will you
have
step up to the challenge?
Do you? Do you? Good for him. Good for the babies.
Yes.
Yes.
Wee-wee. And the babies wee-weed everywhere. Yes.
That's why the smoke was so dark. I don't know what I'm saying. Our final story, Pittsburgh airport employees go above and beyond to recover woman's lost engagement ring. I don't know. I don't believe it. For most, Friday the 13th conjures images of bad luck. But for April Schmidt of Sewickley, like here you had those, and I just have this one. Sewickley, Pennsylvania, it's a date steeped in love and fortune. This past Friday, June 13th, proved no exception as it marked the remarkable reunion with a cherished possession, her engagement ring's diamond, lost and then miraculously found at Pittsburgh's International Airport. Returning home from a business trip, April was collecting her luggage when her hand snagged on the carousel, causing a sharp pinch. It wasn't until later in a Starbucks, there's the problem, that she noticed her diamond, worn faithfully for over 30 years, was gone. Determined, April immediately returned to the airport, armed with her only her phone's flashlight, and began a desperate search between the metal plates of the baggage carousel. Her persistence quickly drew the attention of airport staff, who shoved her out of the way and said, "What are you doing?" And they tackled her.
She's still in detention.
She's never coming out. Among the first to help was Tom Riordan and Steve Turcali, both 20-year employee veterans. Riordan, a stationary engineer. What does that mean?
It means he doesn't move much.
He just hangs out.
They put glue on his shoes, and that's where he stays.
That's right. Yes.
Noted April
baggage
stress.
Claim over there.
That's right.
Over gates over there.
You go
can,
stand
can
over
you show
there.
Me? No.
Nope. I can't move. Turcali, an electrician, simply thought, let's help this lady. We're going to help her find her diamond. Considering that up to 1,000 bags pass through Carousel B daily, finding the tiny gem seemed like an impossible feat, yet the team persevered. Against all odds, the diamond was later found that day when another engineer, Sam Dempsey, crawled inside the baggage system and spotted a glint. As Riordan put it, it was like finding a needle in a haystack, or like finding a diamond
in a baggage
on a
carousel.
Yeah.
Come on, you don't need to stretch this. April was overcome with gratitude, admitting she was in shock when she first realized it was lost. But deep down, she always believed it would be found. After all, Friday the 13th had always been a lucky day for her family. April's husband proposed on Friday, March 13th, 1992, and they married on another Friday the 13th in November of the same year. Coincidentally, his parents also married on Friday the 13th. April hopes her story.
The Kruger family's doing well.
Yeah. April hopes her story might change others' perception of the date, adding, Friday the 13th has always been a good day for us. And it was again.
That's right. This was April's wedding march.
Figure out what you got.
You know,
and you know it's going to chase you down Patreon.
Treasure can be found anywhere.
Yes.
You just have to look for it.
Yes.
Sometimes you got to go back and you look for it again, and you encourage others. Help me find this thing of great value.
Yes.
That's what we're doing now, friends.
One place that you can find it is at patreon.com/twobeersin.
That's right.
Where you can subscribe and get an extra show every week.
It's that shining little diamond in the darkness.
Yes, and it's usually very shiny and very dark.
Did you do this because we're next to the airport?
That's exactly right. That's why we did it. Yep. No other explanation. And as always, we love that you're subscribing to us, but don't do it on the Apple.
No.
Don't do it on the Apple app.
Tim Apple would like it.
Tim Apple. That's absolutely right.
I think that's his new name.
But you can't just go open a browser and do it that way. And from there, you can then we send you a link to where you can get your podcast that we mixed down earlier than what everybody else is, which is on Monday at 6 a.m.
Yeah, get the good stuff.
That's right.
That's right. Get it earlier.
Earlier. You'll be like...
Get the jump on it.
That's right.
So you're going to show up at the water cooler and you go, did you hear what those two crazy bastards did?
they're still on those sausages.
Who are you? You don't actually work here. This is a Wendy's.
Yeah.
We don't even have a water cooler.
Wait. What am I? What am I? Wait a minute. This is a dinosaur.
Do I have dementia?
This is a dinosaur that owes me $350.
What am I doing in a swamp in Michigan?
That's right. Is your name
Daisy?
Is your name Daisy? There's a dog here with a sausage. It really isn't. But you can also, if you don't want to do that, and you want to email us or give us money, it's twobeersin@weightlesspod.com.
Totally open to that.
Yeah. PayPal or Venmo. We'd love to get your cash.
Gimme.
Yes. So thank you for that, and we are glad that you're here. So to close out, Monica.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about this, or do you want me?
Did you get my note?
I mean, I've got the song.
Did you get my note about the song?
I did not get the note about the song.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking you to do it.
Well, we're just going to...
No, I had written something else, so... What? Go ahead, tell me.
I wanted you to play the remake.
I did...
You picked up the original.
I did pick up.
Yeah, you picked up the original.
Yeah.
Edited in post.
It's so the song you will hear, the song everyone will hear, will be the remake of Pete Townsend's "Let My Love Open the Door,"
right?
Which, in the remake, which he called the E. Cola mix.
Nice.
Not E. coli. E. cola mix.
E. cola. Not the
Varicola, was used totally in a number of TV shows and movies. It's a little bit slower than the original, but what I really like about it is that it has all of these homages to Who songs.
Oh, okay.
You know, the glittering guitar piano work, you know, the busy piano work there.
Yes.
And the three power chords, that F, C, B minor...
Yes.
CB from Bubba O'Reilly.
Oh, okay.
It is underplayed throughout the whole thing. And the first, I don't know, 15 times that I heard this song was kind of like, I love this song. And then it was like, wait a second.
There's
this other stuff in there. Mm-hmm. And it's just really, really well done. And even the things that I've seen about Pete says that he liked it too. He prefers the E. cola version.
Well, then I'm not going to even push the button.
No.
But you're still going to be able
to hear it. You're still going to be able to hear it.
That's right, because I know how to edit.
That's right.
That's right.
And you won't notice anything, because we're not telling you right now.
That's right.
Absolutely not.
Pay no attention. Or the stationary.
Maybe I'll just cut this part out.
We're the stationary.
As I said,
we're the stationary engineer.
I am a stationary engineer. I'm just sitting here.
That's right. That's it.
So
reading off stationary.
So before I don't push the button, I have been your host that doesn't have diabetes. And I've been enjoying a Schwarzbier.
A Schwarzbier.
Yes, which is quite dark. What a surprise.
It is.
Your host, Brent Weaver.
I'm your co-host, Monica, and I've been really enjoying a big bark.
Yep.
It's a big bark.
That's right.
From Live Oak, but I'm going to take part in a Live Oak Hefeweizen flavored.
Flavored, yes.
Flavor.
And that's Doug over
yours
there.
Looks really good. I have a cult, and it's an IPA, and it's delicious, too.
Totally not a cult.
I'm all into this cult.
All right.
I am the leader of this cult.
That's right. we're heading off to Florida after this. All right, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
When people keep repeating that you'll never fall in love, when everybody keeps retreating but you can't seem to get enough, let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. Let my love open the door. When everything feels all over, everybody seems unkind, give you a four-leaf clover, take all worry out of your mind. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door. Let my love open the door to your heart. 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 Yeah. to your heart.